Welcome back. Back in December, Quincy College debuted a program called English Speakers to Other Languages Program, ESOL. So today we're going to learn all about that from two of the main representatives, if you will, an instructor, and also the administrator for that program, because they received a grant of over $230,000 to get this up and running. So please welcome Kate Lopchi and Ingrid Kaplan. Ladies, thank you so much for coming over. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, it's really going to be fun to learn a little about this. We've heard, Kate, about, you know, the English Language Learners program, English as a Second Language program. This is English Speakers
of Other Languages.
Is that same idea, basically?
It is the same.
Okay.
It is the same. That has sort of like changed through 2016, that the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, they decided that that might be students or residents through the Massachusetts, that they have been in the United States for quite a long time, but their language has changed. And so they really wanted to capture that subgroups as well.
Okay.
And so they changed from the ESOL, from ESL to ESOL.
ESOL.
Correct.
Okay. So as I mentioned, the college received, was it a state grant to begin this program?
Correct.
Okay.
So in 2000, right after COVID, what we did at the college is that we sort of like did a need assessments with not only within our workforce development programs, but as well as other services outside the college. And what we learned was that quite large number of employers lost their employees, as well as the number of students that we were serving at the college was high, bilingual student, I should say. And so what we are offering currently at the college, as you know, we have a lot of credit programs, we have a lot of non-credit programs, professional development programs, but we did not have a program that was designed for bilingual population to serve at no charge, number one, and then the second was to improve their speaking, reading, writing, specifically to kind of advance them onto the next steps.
Right.
And so we submitted a grant through the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education in November, and we received an approval, a total of $270,000, that would support different levels of the ESOL. And so we are offering two ESOL levels in Quincy. In addition, we are offering two other ESOL in Plymouth and a high school diploma program.
Okay.
And so very successful as of today, I would say.
So the idea, obviously, is to get them proficient enough to pass their high school equivalency test, right?
Correct,
okay.
correct. Yes.
Where does it stand right now? Where does the program stand right now? How many students? How's it going? We're about halfway through now,
yep,
right?
Yep. Yeah. So far we have seen, you know, we started in January, so the time was very sort of like very narrowed, I would say. So far we have almost 60 students in our ESOL program. We have a long waiting list, up to 20, 30 students in our wait list. And then we have a number of 15, 16 students enrolled in high school diploma program.
Okay.
In reference to the demographic, the students are coming, I would say 90% of them are coming from Quincy, but as well as from outside the Quincy area.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what other languages are they speaking? What are their primary languages right now?
I think that, and Ingrid can say about that,
Yes. Actually, the program is not usually their second language, is usually their third or fourth language.
Really?
We have students, for example, from Haiti, where they have French and Creole languages that they speak, or from Morocco that they speak also French and Arabic. We have a lot of Latin students that speak Spanish. We have students that speak also other languages.
In addition, correct.
Now, you're an instructor in this program, Ingrid, but a former student, not in this program, but a similar program?
Yes, I firsthand experience how it is to learn English as a second language. I'm from Mexico, so my first language is Spanish.
Okay.
And I kind of have the experience to tell the students what are the main areas they should improve, or they need to have that confidence and go into the next level after their studies.
Yeah, tell me about your experience, you know, when you first came here from
Mexico. So I came to the U.S. in 2016 during a summer to study English, because I was going to study abroad in Scotland for my master's.
Really? Okay.
Yes, so I took a program, and it was very similar. It was a lot of students from different countries, and The group was very interesting because we share a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with the ESOL classes, because they're from different backgrounds, but once they're there in the classroom, seems like everybody is very similar. We all have the same objectives, that is to learn the English as an official language, and also to succeed. I can see that they are very motivated to succeed here in the USA, and that's very inspiring for us, actually.
For you, obviously, to give back, right?
Yes,
as an instructor.
Totally.
How did that journey happen? How did you become an instructor at Quincy College?
I've always worked in education.
Okay.
In Mexico, I was teaching in a university.
Oh.
So I was interested in higher education once I came to the U.S. and I was able to work. So Quincy College gave me the opportunity, and it's been a wonderful experience working there.
Now, did you have to also earn your high school equivalency diploma, or was that already taken care of?
No, actually, I am still studying my PhD in Mexico.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. What is your master's study?
My master is a master of science in economics, and my PhD is in economics.
So nothing to do with English, Ingrid.
I know, but it's been really a good experience to teach the language, because I have a passion for teaching, and also I have that in common with the students, that is to learn the language.
Yeah.
What
would you say is the biggest obstacle? What was it for you, and what do you think it is for the students in this program?
I would say not even the core skills for the language, as writing or reading, is to build that confidence in them, inside them, to believe that they can do it, and that there's a world of opportunities out there once they have that confidence. They develop in the classroom, I can tell, with the same students.
That's interesting. So really, they can be their own best promoter or their own worst enemy, right?
Yeah.
Right? Depending on their, I guess, their motivation, their attitude.
But the group really helps each other a lot, so that's a very interesting dynamic.
Now, do you still stay in touch with the other students that you were in class with when you first came here?
This is my first class here in Quincy College.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But when you first came to this country, do you still stay in touch with those folks?
Many of them went back to their native country, but I have them on social media, so I still like their posts.
Yeah, absolutely. Kate, do you think that I was thinking about this morning, a lot of these folks kind of fly under the radar. You know, we don't see them in mainstream society, but there are a lot of them, right, that may be working, I don't know, backroom jobs or jobs that are not, you know, front-facing.
Mm-hmm. One of the interesting facts that we did see through our the need assessment is that the Quincy is so diverse, I should say.
Mm.
60% of the population are, known speakers. You know, 60%. And then there is I'd say 45-46% are, English speakers.
Okay.
What we have seen is that right after COVID, the unemployment rates went really, really high.
Sure, yeah.
So it went up to 20%. And that affected not only the small businesses, but it did affect large businesses as well. And so we realized back then that the one of the sort of like a motivating and the indicators that we can target back then was to sort of like provide customized ESOL services and training, I should say, with some other skills trainings.
Yeah.
And so that led us to the grant that we received from the Community Development Block Grant through the City of Quincy, which that event was held last week and was very successful, I should say. Thank you to Mayor Koch and Congressman Lynch, and as well as the President Cristofaro, that he has this leadership not only to develop college credit programs, but as well as pathways for individuals to get back to the workplace.
Right.
And so when that need assessment was so crucial to our information to know who the students were and what kind of specific services we should have provided to them. So It's not only the ESL component, I would say, okay. But it does has a lot of other sort of like soft skills. QuickBooks, for example, we designed that for specifically ESL population, that they are completing that ESL component, but as well as training or learning how to do QuickBooks or accounting. And what we've seen is that such a diverse group of students in this program.
Really?
They were students that worked in different fields,
yes.
Not necessarily finance or accounting, but they were students that might have worked for banks, and mm-hmm. yet their English speaking and reading and writing skills were not at that level. Mm-hmm. So I think that we, you know, by combining and customizing the ESOL with other programs, supported a lot of population residents in Quincy, but surrounding areas as well.
Yeah, it's a very holistic approach, right?
Exactly.
It's really get them from start
right.
through the ESOL program, high school equivalency, then maybe certificate or degree programs at
Absolutely.
Quincy College or somewhere else, leading to a career, a job,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the careers that we sort of like chosen was based on what are the industry sector needs
yes.
in the South Shore. And so we identify healthcare, one
okay.
of the largest,
of course, yeah.
Which the needs are really high here, but as well as the information technology, mm-hmm. Finance was another one, and then the biomanufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
So by combining all those programs, we sort of like target not only one industry sectors, as well as other industry sectors in the region.
Yeah, it's the whole catchphrase of workforce retraining
exactly.
After the pandemic. So this really could be a light at the end of the tunnel for them, maybe some good coming out of a tragedy
mm-hmm.
that the pandemic
mm-hmm.
was
mm-hmm.
to lead them
mm-hmm.
in a different direction that they right. might not have had otherwise, right?
Right, right.
Who can be a student in the ESOL program mm-hmm. at Quincy College? How mm-hmm. does that all
mm-hmm.
happen?
So the ESOL is open to everyone. Students that are bilingual,
okay.
students that are considered low income, whether they have lost the jobs due to the COVID-19 or they are working part-time. We have single parents. We have parents that are working, a few hours here and then looking to improve their English skills.
Okay.
I really like to highlight that this program is offered at no charge. So the students, yes.
It's tremendous.
Yes. They're not only receiving the education component, but we're offering a lot of sort of like a comprehensive support service.
Okay.
So they do get, academic support, tutoring, transportation.
Transportation?
They do get transportation,
really?
Yeah, as well as, program supplies, books and all the materials. So everyone that is considered bilingual and seeking career advancement, they could be a great candidate for this program.
What is the age range, Kate?
I would say it's such a diverse group.
Yeah.
We have like younger age, 20 years old,
okay.
and then we have 50 years
okay.
old as well.
So it can be a kind of a non-traditional student
yes.
as well.
Yeah.
And how long is the program? How long does it go?
The program, it's sort of like follows a public school system,
oh,
so
okay.
it would run September through June,
okay.
With vacation and holidays mm-hmm. in between. Our first cohort, this one would end June,
mm-hmm.
And the students that are still sort of like improving their skills, they'll continue back in September.
Oh, they will, okay.
Yeah.
Ingrid, you didn't have all this great stuff when you first came here, did you?
I know, but it's great because it's a very flexible program.
Yeah.
We have students in person, we have students in the mornings and in the evenings, but also we have students at night, online.
Oh, there's
so
a virtual option?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So there's options for everyone
okay.
who wants to take this.
I understand there was a gathering not too long ago, kind of a midway celebration at this program.
Yes, so usually we have events where all the different groups get together,
yeah.
and it's very fulfilling for them too.
Absolutely.
I bet, yeah, and their families too probably,
yes.
right? If they have children perhaps.
Yes, and they usually bring like friends or people that they know that they might need to learn too, so it's been a great experience for all of them too.
Yeah, now Kate, the grant, does it run out? I mean, are we going to try and renew it? Or, what's the story?
So this grant will continue again next year.
It will, okay.
And then we are going to reapply July this year
okay.
for another 5 years.
Okay.
Knowing that the needs are really high in South mm-hmm. Shore, we do foresee that we might, the options are really wide there to receive the grant. But we also are seeking at other federal and state grants
okay.
that will support this component.
Okay.
So more to come.
Is this offered in Plymouth also, or is it just Quincy?
Correct. So the evening program, the ESOL, is offered in Plymouth.
Okay.
Yes.
And how do you kind of, you know, rate a student's current status and where they need to be? Mm-hmm. How do you assess that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we are approved under Department of Elementary and Secondary. They are adult basic education programs,
okay.
And therefore there are standards and benchmarks.
Sure, yeah.
And so all the students are required to take a pre-assessment before they start the program, and then before they leave the program, they have to take post-assessment.
Okay.
So we're sort of like measuring the learning gains for students. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you take them out in the field? I mean, is it more than just classroom? It's like we're going to the T station today, and we're going to learn how to get on a train or something.
There is a lot. We have implemented, and Ingrid can say a lot about
yes.
it, is that Dr. DeCristofaro sort of like initiated this pathway to success. And so we don't want only students to kind of learn English. We really want to expose them to other programs and other services of the college. So you can say about that we implemented a lot of college and career readiness.
Yeah, so they're learning about the degrees that Quincy College is offering
yes.
too. And at the beginning, you can tell that they might not feel as confident to start to study a degree. But once they're in this program and they know that they have the skills, the English skills needed to learn and to be part of the college, they want to maybe pursue a career
yeah.
in some of the fields that Quincy mm-hmm. College offers.
Must be mm-hmm. so fulfilling for you as a teacher to see that growth
yes.
in that person.
Totally.
From coming in, not even knowing how to basically read or write English, right?
Yes.
To the end of it saying, oh, I'm gonna get my college degree and become a PhD like you.
I know, it's very fulfilling.
Yeah.
And also, I would say the atmosphere of the classroom is very positive.
Mm.
They're adults, but they are living the college experience
exactly.
again. So
yep.
that's mm-hmm. very
it's all part of it, right?
Very
it's
fun
not just the classroom,
honest.
It's the whole social
exactly.
experience as well. Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic. I'm so glad we're able to shed some light on this, and hopefully folks will take advantage. Enrolling now, Kate, for the fall?
Yes,
you
we are still
okay.
enrolling. We have students that were seeking to enroll into college programs in September, and therefore we have to fill the seats. And so, everyone can go onto our website. There is an application process there and apply for either the ESOL or the high school diploma program.
Okay. Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And please come back and update us.
Thank you. Thanks
totally.
For having us.
Thank you for having
You're
us.
You're very welcome.